Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another reality show. I am your host, Golden Hawk, and I am excited to be here. We're going to have a fantastic show tonight. I have a very seasoned tarot card reader. Her name is Kate Majors. She is truly one of the, what I would call, an old school tarot card reader. She reads cards that they're not from the Doreen Virtue deck. and I say that because I love Doreen Virtue's deck. I have several of them myself, but the truth is she reads cards, pentacles and cups and swords, and she, you know, when I invite a guest to come on my show, you know, I'm always like, okay, let's share your gifts. I have to know who I'm working with. Kate gave an exquisitely accurate reading about the September pod that I'm doing with Almeen. And it's funny because I knew when she gave me this reading probably a little bit over a month ago, in my heart I knew, whoa, this woman is right on. The reading was right on. Her feelings, her sharing, her energy, truly exquisite. And we were just speaking briefly before the show began, and she was asking me about, you know, the pod, and I was sharing with her that you were right on the money. So welcome to the show, Kate Majors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Golden. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. So I love talking about tarot, and I love teaching tarot.
Nice.
Because the way it came into my life was not ever through having a reading with a professional, but really as a spiritual tool for transformation.
Right.
But then I found once I was practicing with the cards, how the same cards kept turning up over and over again, and it was exactly on issues that I was working on in my outer life, and so. I'm hoping to teach for about 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Absolutely.
And then in the second hour to take some calls.
Kate, you're on.
Okay.
Because at the very least, I'm an eager student. I mean,
yeah.
Anything spiritual,
yeah,
truly tickles me. So please.
Do you have a deck of cards with you?
A regular deck or a tarot deck?
A tarot deck.
I do, actually.
Oh, you do?
Well, but there'll be the Doreen Virtue decks.
Oh, okay. I don't actually know that deck. So, see, I'm old school. So.
Yeah, well, like the decks that I use have little books.
Right.
That,
right,
you know, talk about the pages. Most of the decks that I use, I do have an Osho deck that actually has
like an Osho tarot.
The only deck that really I've ever resonated with that has what I would call cards of resistance, cards of, they're not negative cards, but, you know, like stress is a card in the Osho deck, and things that until I was ready or in a space to hear, most of the Doreen Virtue decks are all positive. And that's where I think they sell so well.
Yeah.
You know, because we just want to know the good side of, you know, the hell we're living in.
Yeah, that's basically. Yeah.
So, but you use what they call the Rider deck, is that correct?
I use one of the traditional decks. It's called the Rider-Waite deck.
Yes.
And I don't know how many people are around or how many people are listening. Does any kind of technology tell you that?
Well, at the moment we have 5 in the chat room and we have 3 on the switchboard.
Okay.
Well, actually,
hello.
2.
Hello, Magic 8.
There you go. There you go.
And anybody who's listening, anybody, I would strongly encourage you to get your deck of tarot cards out if you have a deck. And if you don't have a deck, you know, that's okay. That's okay too. It's just kind of nicer. And so, as I'm talking, for those of you who have a deck, to put your cards in order, and I find the easiest way to put my cards in order is to fan the whole deck. So, you know, maybe even make three or four rows, and then start with two piles, and the first pile would be to pull out all your major arcana cards, and those are cards that have a number on top.
Yeah, I just have to interrupt for 1 minute.
Yeah.
If you have the Doreen Virtue decks,
yeah,
they do not follow these rules.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
There's not even major or minor.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They wouldn't even be I don't think they would be called tarot.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're – please excuse me because you're absolutely right. They're just oracle cards.
Divining. Yeah, oracle.
Yes. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Please continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, but that clarifies it. And so then, as I was saying, to initially start with two piles, and one pile will have only 22 cards in it, and that will be the 22 cards that belong to the major arcana. And so that begins with zero, called the Fool, and it ends with the card number 21, which is the World. And this is just for anybody who might be having a deck and want to learn, because the second hour we'll be doing readings on the phone, and the first hour I'm going to do some teaching.
Yeah, I love it.
And so then the second pile, that leaves you with a large second pile of 56 cards that comprise the minor arcana, and those will be the four suits, the wands, the cups, the swords, and the pentacles. And
can I interrupt for a moment?
Yeah.
Could somebody actually divine with a regular deck of cards because of the four suits?
Yes. The wands correlates to a regular deck of cards as the clubs.
Okay. There you go, because this way, if you do have a deck of cards, you could actually create it into your own tarot.
That's it. You can. And so if you've got golden, if you've got a deck of playing cards hanging around, which something tells me you don't, but anyway.
I actually have King of Spades, that's it, because I was told once that in a reading through a regular deck that the King of Spades was like the ultimate soulmate for me. So I collect King of Spades.
Aha, uh-huh, the dark man, huh?
Yes, it is the dark man, as a matter of fact. And I like him dark. So interesting. Okay, but maybe we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. But yes, I don't have a deck other than that around, though, indeed.
So the wands corresponds to, in a regular deck of playing cards, clubs.
Okay.
And the cups corresponds to the suit of hearts. And the swords corresponds to the suit of spades, and the pentacles corresponds to the suit of diamonds. And as I'm doing this talking, hopefully somebody's pulling out their cards and organizing it, and then from that second pile of 56 cards, then you would pull out all your wands and order them from Ace of Wands through to the King of Wands. And then you would order the cups from Ace of Cups through the King of Cups. Order your swords from the Ace of Swords to the King of Swords. And order your pentacles from the Ace of Pentacles to the King of Pentacles. And you can also do it with a regular deck of playing cards, too. The thing that's missing, the regular deck of playing cards has 52 cards in it.
Okay.
And the minor arcana is 56 cards. And those four extra cards come from, in the court system of playing cards, there's the Jack, the Queen, and the King. In the tarot, there's what they call the page, and that corresponds to the Jack.
I see. Stuck
a guy in there, a brilliant guy, and his name is the Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, and he fits in between the page and the queen and the king. And the queens and the kings, they represent maturity, top of the heap. They stay home in their castles. So this is getting a little into the teaching part, because some people say, oh, I have real trouble with what they call the court cards. So whenever you have queens or kings in any suit, and I'll talk about those suits in a bit, it represents maturity in that suit. And because queens represent the feminine energy and kings represent the masculine energy, queens are development, full development on the intuitive inner level. And so it's having that kind of power that nobody really recognizes necessarily in the outer world, but things get done through that power.
Indeed.
Yes, and a queen doesn't even look for the recognition. She just knows it's flowing through her. So
that's extremely powerful information. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Indeed.
She's more the vessel than the
okay,
than the
exactly.
Doer.
Right.
And so she's, as the feminine, you lay yourself open in order to receive.
Right.
And so it's done through you, not by you.
I have a question. So would that make the queen and the king is one, are they kind of like peers, one being feminine, one being masculine?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Kings being, you know, living in this patriarchal age still, where I'll see it, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yes.
Thing. Kings are development plus the recognition in the outer world.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
interesting, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the power that is wielded by a king is obvious. Like, you know exactly where it's coming from and who's laying down the rules. And hopefully there's wisdom behind that. And there's also great action. And it does benefit large groups of people, because ultimately every kingdom should be there about benefiting
right.
the people who belong in that kingdom. And so the knights, well, the pages are actually the youth in the court system.
Okay.
They're like the toddlers, and they're learning the ways of the upper courts. And so knight or page energy is it's a great time for undertaking new projects and for being in that stage of exploration and learning without necessarily having an outcome. You just get interested in a subject. So when I started the tarot, I was a page in
right,
it.
Right.
I was just interested in it. And now that, you know, now that I'm talking about the tarot, I'm, like, right in this instance now, I am taking on a king role. And,
right.
And, in fact, indeed a king of swords role, which I'll talk about in a bit, why it's king of swords.
Okay.
But when I'm learning strictly for the experience of learning, and when there's no secondary outcome, like, I don't care if I become a painter. I don't care if I become an architect. I'm just interested in reading about architecture. I'm
okay, absolutely. You're right. It's like a passion almost, no?
Yeah. And so it's a great place. It's a great card, because the thing with that is that you can make mistakes and not feel like you're making a mistake. The downside of being a king is I can say some things and then criticize myself afterwards and say, geez, you know, I know better than that.
Right, right.
I could organize that just a little bit better.
Right.
But as the page, I'm naive to that, and I'm just there for the experience.
Oh, that's outstanding, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we should all have a little page in our life, actually.
Oh, exactly.
Because there should always be something we're learning just for the sake of it tickles us to learn it.
That's it. And
yeah.
Got a lot of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so in between, so this is what got stuck, what actually got taken out of a regular deck of playing cards. I don't know why it got taken out, you know, so from the 56 cards, it moved to 52. So what got taken out?
I'm just going to interrupt. My guess would be the Romans had something to do.
Yeah, probably.
They're taking out everything that means right. Anything for significance. So please go on.
The Romans did it.
They changed our calendars. They changed the tarot from the play. They changed a lot of things. So that would be my guess. So. And that is strictly a guess. I don't clearly.
Yeah.
I have no idea who took it out. So yeah.
It is what it is at this point.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the Knights, Knights, they're in between. They're like the youthful energy. I can do anything. So they're the young man between, or young woman between 18 and 28.
Oh, absolutely.
Idealists.
Yes.
And they go out and they look for new territory for the queen and the king, you know, and they go out on adventures and conquests and there's definite action when there's a knight, and they're going for the glory of it. You know, they're not going for fame. They're going for the glory of it.
Oh, very good. And that's part of just the youth, in other words.
Yeah.
The youth of, right, fame, fortune, and everything sparkling.
And conquests, you know.
Exactly. Proving themselves, I guess, to some degree, right? Yeah.
So one could even equate this to our development, you know, so the court systems. That's why sometimes when people read cards and they see a page, and those people who read literally from a divining, future-telling, fortune-telling point of view, when they see the King of Spades, so to speak.
Let's reference this. Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great. The King of Swords.
Right.
They're not talking about a 20-year-old.
No, and that's true. He was older than me, and he also said that. He goes, this gentleman will be older than you.
Yeah, and probably even when this was happening in your 20s, you might have still gotten the King of Swords. And,
right.
And that it would be somebody who had either more outer power or who was older than you, and often those two go together.
Exactly.
Outer power and age.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so people often look at the court systems and divide that into ages. And so, you know, they'll say, oh, is there somebody young in your family? You know, when they see a bunch of pages. But myself, I would be more apt to interpret pages as having a youthful attitude.
Oh, okay. So that would be – so could you get like a page in an emotion? Because
– Yeah.
You know, clearly we know people who are biologically mature and emotionally pages.
Mm-hmm. For
I know,
sure.
Know a few right there on my Rolodex.
Yeah.
But of course, the tarot would pick that up, especially if the question might be, I'm looking for love.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you get the page going, you know, okay, you need to mature in your own self-love maybe in order to find love or something. I'm just kind of grabbing.
Yeah, exactly. So if it was then what you're talking about is the Page of Cups. And
okay.
So if a person came to me and said something like, I'm looking for love, Cups deals with the emotional world. And,
gotcha.
Cups is anything that opens the heart, and love of all sorts opens your heart.
Yeah.
And loss of love also opens your heart. That's why we call it heartbreak.
So that is considered by the deck to be, that's still a positive experience, meaning your heart is still opening. It's just breaking to do it.
It's just breaking.
See, because I've always known that. That's why sometimes the most dramatic, traumatic experience in a relationship, after they're healed from it, they're literally new people.
They are. And they have bigger hearts for the world.
Indeed.
I say to people that
yes.
If you never, ever had a disappointment or a loss or a betrayal, then when I came to you with some confusion or some loss or some betrayal, you'd ask me, well, how stupid can you be? Instead of having compassion for me.
Exactly.
Honey, I know what you're going through.
Well, and that is truly that's exactly it. And, you know, it's so funny because I noticed that, like, it was actually a staple point of when I chose to start going to high school reunions. I didn't go at 5-year. I didn't go at 10. I went at 50. I did go at 10 because what I recognized in myself was that everybody, all the people in these certain cliques, would all have had a disappointment by that point. Like, I was going through disappointment in high school.
Right.
But they all weren't because they were still on the journey of whatever that they were on. But by 10 years after high school, it's like, you know what? I bet you it will be a different class reunion. And truth is, it was.
Yeah, that's right.
It really was the wisdom that, okay, they've been through it. Either they're divorced or they've had a miscarriage or a parent has passed. Something has happened that they are now no longer, you know, these little, you know, wretched little things, cheerleading beings.
Exactly. You know, they were untouched by that time. They were in their age of innocence, so to speak.
Exactly.
And then comes beyond that.
Yes. It's the lovely equalizer of all life.
It is.
And
sorrow is a part of life, as is death a part of life. It just is a wonderful opener, and it's like, oh, now I have empathy. Now
indeed.
I have compassion, and compassion is a form of love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So getting back to the Page of Cups, and if somebody was interested in their emotional life in terms of their romantic life, if they got the Page of Cups with maybe some other types of cards that are similar along that, I would say to the person, usually the reading represents them as opposed the client as opposed to who it is outside, for the most part. That's how I read my cards. And I would say to that person, you know, you're getting interested. It's great that you're starting out again, whether it's your first time or your 15th time of starting out on love. But consider that you're a toddler, and toddlers very rarely make a commitment.
Oh,
so don't expect yourself to be making a commitment. Otherwise, you're going to scare yourself off. And don't second-guess yourself with, was that a stupid thing to say? Or, you know, or if you want to play around with the person, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't, because then I'll really fall in love. And it's, well, no, you're there to experience. And I consider the Page of Cups to be like, when I was 5 years old, I had lots of friends on the block. And if Leanne McKenzie wasn't home, then I could go down the street and knock on Sandy's door.
Yeah.
And if Sandy wasn't home, then I could knock on the street and knock on Daisy's door, you know.
Yeah.
And,
as kids, we made friends much easier than we do as adults.
Yeah. So
that's kind of like the benefit of that. Of
that's
that
right.
Energy.
The innocence of that.
Innocence, well said, yes.
Yeah, and if it were the Queen of Cups, then it's like, yes, your heart knows exactly what you want, and you are committed, totally committed to going down that path. And it might go slower than had it been the King of Cups. So, because Kings is the masculine principle, and things are obvious when it's the masculine principle. And when it's the feminine principle, things are not so obvious.
No, what would be an, I'm not, like, what do you mean obvious, what's an emotion, an obvious emotion, you mean?
No, obvious as in the sun is mythologically equated to masculine energy.
Okay.
And the moon is equated to feminine energy.
Okay.
And if you think of the light that comes from the sun, that light is much more intense than the light that comes from the moon.
Right.
And yet, on a really dark night, in a dark field, on a very full moon, there's a lot of light that comes from the moon, and it can light your path.
Oh, I have literally been lost in the woods at night.
Yes.
And the moonlight is bright enough that if I don't have, you know, a lantern with me, I can see from it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
It is a light, but it's just a much more unrecognized.
You know, right. It's subtle. Is subtle a good word? Maybe it's a subtle light? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not only that, the sun takes 24 hours to do its cycle. And the moon takes 28 days. So when I talk about it may be slower.
Yeah, considerably.
It might be 28 times slower.
Wow. Isn't that fascinating? Okay.
Yeah. And also when the sun is in the sky, even if it's a cloudy day, you can pretty much locate where it is.
Yes.
And you know, you know that it's always the same shape. It's always round. Whereas when it's a cloudy day on a moonlit night, you really can't see where the moon is. You know, one of the clouds might be lit up a bit, but not necessarily.
Exactly.
And even on a cloudless day, the moon, all 28 of those days, it's either waxing or waning. It's either growing or shrinking. And so every day it's changing shape. And so it's like, well, are we on or are we off?
You just have no idea how many questions you're answering for me. Because I've always known I am a lunar sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a lot of page in my emotion. And
Z28
in my chat room would probably agree with that. he's dealt with that for a few years. So it's just, I'm fascinated.
And that you're very feminine in nature and you've had to develop your masculine side.
No, quite the opposite, actually.
Oh, really? So you went
No, I'm very masculine and I'm focusing on the feminine.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Yeah,
but I guess I just said it. The lunar, I think as a child I was more. Well, I was a tomboy. I don't know. We'll read more on.
Well, and sometimes it's a survival thing. You know, like a lot of times we are the feminine energy, but to survive in our families, you have to show up.
Well, you got to be tougher. Yeah.
The
planet, in all its unconsciousness, truly commands some masculine in your absolute for survival. And I believe that you're absolutely. I believe I was born feminine, and developed masculine.
Yeah. That's right. I think that's true of you, and that was more of a defense.
Absolutely.
A tough
childhood.
Pattern.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a survival pattern.
Exactly.
And you come to identify with it and think that it is you, but it is not.
Well, because at this point now I'm starting to recognize and I'm really focusing on all things feminine, but I'm recognizing that feminine is not about wearing dresses necessarily.
No.
This is really about receiving.
Yes, and yes, because where does the moon get its light? It receives it. From the sun,
exactly.
And it reflects the sun's energy.
Yes. Subtlety, too. They're not showing up, you know, with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of quietly walking in and having a presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hey, so I'm going to quickly go through the four suits. We just covered the cups, actually.
Oh, Okay, I'm enjoying this very much, so don't rush on my account.
No, that's fine, but I thought I'd move through the suit. So we just covered the cups, which in regular cards corresponds to the hearts.
Okay, I'm gonna write this now. Cups or hearts, okay.
Yeah, and it corresponds to the magical element of water.
Okay.
So each of these four suits relates to fire, earth, air, and water. And the cups relates to water, because if you think of a cup, it is a vessel. And
right.
In order for a cup to function, it has to be open.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Like, think about how much water can go into a small Pepsi bottle. You have to be pretty precise with your aim, and it takes a lot longer to fill it than if I had a chalice.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I can kind of be sloppy in my aim and still get water into a large bowl or a large vessel. So,
yeah.
So the more open your heart is, the more you're going to receive.
Yeah.
So the more feminine energy that you have, the more light will come into that. So speaking of light, that relates to the wands energy. And that really opens the major arcanas. Wands corresponds to the suit of clubs in playing cards, but it is the element of fire. So the Big Bang, let there be light.
Right.
So the first words weren't, let there be water.
Right, right.
Darn.
Yeah, so fire is masculine?
Yes, and if you had a deck of tarot cards there, you would see what a lovely phallus shape the wand indeed is.
Yeah.
And if you think of a magician's wand, and, we call it that sometimes. A magic wand.
Yes, we do. I have other names, but this is a family show.
Yes, it's a family show.
I will keep it that.
Magic wand.
Indeed.
And so it is raw energy, and it is life force that is unformed, unshaped, and it represents your get up and go. It's sort of that cellular, that energy that you feel when sometimes you wake up and it's like, oh my God, I'm alive. I'm vibrating. I'm tingling. I'm alive. And then other mornings it's like, oh, this flesh is so heavy.
Oh, so
it's
true.
It's dead. Where is my spark?
Yes.
So it's really, where is my wand?
And even if you're a girl, right? Because it's ultimately...
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah, because we're all neutral as souls, and this is...
We are androgynous. I believe that as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So wands represents your raw spirit, fire, your life force energy, your get up and go. And the joyous thing about wands is that it's independent of your external conditions.
Okay.
Meaning that, again, one morning you can wake up and go, wow, I love my life. I love how I've cobbled it together from nothing. It is a miracle and a spectacular life. Yeah. Next morning you can wake up and go, God, why am I such a loser? I'm so poor. I don't have any decent clothes to wear.
I wish I could say I haven't experienced both, but I have absolutely experienced both of those mornings.
Yeah, and yet nothing has changed. Your bank account is exactly the same.
Yes.
The person who is or isn't in bed with you is exactly the same.
Yes.
You're going to do the exact same job. Everything is the same. It's just, are you connected to that invisible source or are you not?
Right.
And the more... The interesting thing is that the feminine, the cups, works together with the wands, because the more you can surrender, the more masculine energy you can receive.
Indeed.
So these two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Interesting. Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Huh. And so you don't see Juan's energy. You can't say to the butcher, "I'm dragging a little bit today. Can you cut me off half a pound of spirit?"
Well, you can, but they're really going to look at you like you're a little.
Yeah. Okay. And so the way to get your mojo back, your spirit back, is to surrender to whatever, to open to what is, and to say, I accept.
Oh,
receive this. Even if it's, I receive this anger, I receive this fear, instead of I shouldn't be afraid, or I shouldn't be so angry.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come here, anger. Let me just hold you for a little bit. Let me receive you.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you do that feminine energy of receiving, then the spirit starts to flow through again. So these two, you know, like, which came first? The chicken or the egg, the cups or the wands, the visible or the invisible. So.
Yeah, well, it's all about, you know, what came first is, I mean, only the analytical mind needs to know what came first, but here's the truth. The invisible is the alchemizer of the visible. You know, so anger is okay, you know, once we accept it as something in our life, because it moves us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it serves a purpose. It's, you know, especially women who, you know, if you're in a suppressed or an oppressed situation, if you're not allowing yourself to get angry, you're not changing your situation.
No.
Let yourself get angry so you can alchemize the situation and get out of it.
Yeah, or just to experience it rather than to
ignore it or deny it.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
You know, meditate it away. It's better to feel, what is that, where does that anger rise up? Does it start in the back of my neck, or does it start with my toes curling? Interesting sensations, and to become aware of it rather than to theorize about, oh, well, he's had a bad day and he comes from a bad family and his childhood roots were damaged and I'll take care of him.
Right. You know, we need a longer show to go into. But exactly what you're saying, and I it's a beautiful thing, Kate. You're beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And so then we covered cups. So swords. If you think of a sword is also a very phallic instrument.
Absolutely.
And so it's another masculine instrument.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Is that air?
Yes, very good.
Okay, I was going to mental, because, and the only reason why I know mental is a masculine, I guess, attribute or whatever.
Yes, that's right. And it's the suit of spades and a regular deck of play.
Oh, okay.
Now, the interesting thing about a sword is two things. One is that it's long and it has a very sharp point to it. And so it's getting a focus. And it's your mind's ability to pierce through and to go, to project itself into the future and to say, okay, this is where I want to be 5 years from now, let's say, and then these are the little steps that I'm going to take to get there.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a carpenter phrase of plan your work and work your plan.
Right, right.
So you plan your work, and then you just put your head down, and then you work your plan.
So would you call this also microcosm also as well? Like, this is the little picture, the detail.
Yeah, we're getting into the little picture. So how that relates is, you know, with the three suits so far, with the wands, you first are inspired to do something. You know, you get this little inspiration, and then you hold it emotionally. You may not talk to somebody right away. You might hold it. And then you start to make plans around it.
Okay.
So it actually is this is actually a series of condensing. So okay. Forces to manifest from the non-visible into the physical. So with the swords, everybody's mind was depicted as a sword because everybody's mind is double-edged. Your mind can heal you or your mind can slay you. It can give you a brilliant solution or it can keep you awake in the middle of the night with the most insane, petty squabbles, you know, dialogue.
Monkey mind, yeah, clearly.
That are really just monologues and you're filling in other people's lines.
So true.
So,
all right, everybody from a show of hands in the chat room, who's had that experience? I'm only joking.
Really? Oh, so the mind is double-edged.
Right.
It can work for you or work against you. And same with plans, because sometimes the very thing that you plan on, you know, in one area of your life actually stops you from living your destiny.
I agree.
And you know, life is what happens while you're making plans.
Right.
I said that, and I make plans, and God just laughs. Like, that's another quote, and I don't know who said that,
right.
But I often think that with the suit of swords, depending on how they come up in a person's reading. It's like, you think you can plan your way through this? Think again.
Well, especially in the energy and consciousness of today, where,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really feels like we are building new cosmoses every
mm-hmm.
second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
or some people have a real aversion to planning and they can get kind of a reprimand. It's like, you know, it'd be good to put a little form. The thing about swords is that it's used to cut things away. And so sometimes you do need to make a decision, and you do need to have
right.
a plan. And,
right.
This is why it can
it's
work
a balance.
For you or
yeah.
against you. And that shows up in context with the other cards.
Okay.
So uh-huh. sometimes the very thing that you're planning is the thing that stops you from living your real life. And it's often said, too, you know, climbing, you climb the ladder and you realize you've climbed it all the way to the top and you've put it against the wrong building.
What? Yeah. Now, okay, just out of curiosity, so what would be some cards that show up to tell you that?
It would be contextual, like what else is around it, but it's a masculine energy. So if you get masculine type major arcana cards like the Magician, who also has a wand in his hand,
okay,
and a lot of swords that look good, that look healthy in their pictures, then it would be like, wow, whatever little plan you've got, it is a good plan, and just go ahead and execute it exactly as you've got it going. But then, on the other hand, let's say you've got some swords and they look unhealthy, which is pretty evident in the picturing, and then you've got, say, lots of feminine cards, like there is a card called the Moon card, then it's like, you know, why don't you have a nap? And
a nap? Sorry, that was good.
Yeah.
I'm picturing all those meticulously type A people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the answer to you, why don't you take a nap? I mean, you know,
yeah.
that's just so exquisite.
Yeah.
So I get that. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's the
that would be a layout. So right.
Yeah. And so the mental clarity is the plus side, and the downside of that is that you can become very detached from your emotions or your body, and you can become cold or aloof or very much theorizing to the point where you become spaced out. And
yeah.
You're not really functioning. You're not really eating, and you're not arriving on places on time because you're so wrapped up in the new theory that you're working on.
Yeah.
So that's one of my little places.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
The eccentric professor.
You're delightful. You are. That's fine. Oh, indeed, indeed. Okay.
So just to tell you too about cups, I'm going to go back up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, so the plus side is of cups is having this emotional compassion and awareness, and the downside is addictions to emotions. So you can have too much of a good thing, and you can be addicted to your sadness.
Oh, indeed.
Uh-huh. Or
people don't think,
or
anger, sadness, depression. People think that you can't feed off a depression, and I'm like,
right.
Absolutely, you can feed off a depression.
Yeah, yeah. So anger.
It would be it's the pity party. I mean.
Yeah, and you can be addicted to fear as well. So
okay.
Even when things are going good, you can start thinking about how
the other shoe dropping, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or somebody else who maybe has to go to the doctor, and I wonder how it went for her today.
Oh, I see. Worry for someone else, indeed.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
If it's not for yourself, then
yeah,
you can worry for someone else. And that's not compassion. That's an addiction to fear.
Yes. Kate.
Yeah.
Just want to give you a big etheric hug.
Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just loving it. I know my audience is loving it. Even if on the archives, they're going to love this. This is good stuff, Kate.
Yeah, the archives will love it.
Yes.
Yes. And so once the upside, of course, is this awareness of how you can work with infinite energy. So it's this spiritual awareness. And the downside is kind of a spiritual snobbery.
Mm. I've been called that.
Yeah.
I sit here in my truth. I have been called a spiritual snob. So tell me about spiritual snobbery. That's fire run amok?
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I was just giving the ups and downsides of each of these suits. You know?
Right, right.
So yeah, spiritual snobbery. You know when you've met a spiritual snob.
Yes, I guess so. Okay.
But we would never necessarily. It's so wonderful when somebody calls us a spiritual snob. Well, you know, you might be right. Thank you.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and you know, you work on your compassion. You bring in your cup.
Yeah. That's it.
It's a game of balance.
I did go a little overboard there now, didn't I?
That was beautiful. You didn't go overboard, not at all.
No.
Is just as much a show of my truth as it is about everybody else listening. So it's,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so last suit is the pentacles, which is physical reality. So at every level here, we're condensing from raw spirit into emotion, into making a good plan, and depending on how much spirit was allowed to come into the vessel, and depending on how well you translated emotion into action, that will determine what materializes on the material plane, on the physical plane, which is the pentacles.
Yes, diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, interesting.
Diamonds, and diamonds come from the earth, so it's the element of earth. And earth is out of these elements, fire and water move. You know, kind of fire and air. Actually, they move erratically.
Oh, sorry, that's my computer. Please continue.
Fire and air, they actually feed each other, right?
Fire and, of course, you need oxygen for fire, yeah.
Yeah, and also the wind kind of moves erratically.
Yes.
And it can be, all of these energies can be quite destructive, right?
But, of course.
And if you think of fire as well, it never moves in a straight line. You know, like if you've ever experienced a forest fire or a house fire, it's amazing how certain things are saved and other things are just emoliated on the spot kind of thing. So,
yeah, no, I actually, we had our house burnt down to the ground in 1983, and it took out a piano, like there weren't even, the ivory could not even be seen. They said it was over 1,400 degrees in the house.
Wow. What got saved?
Here's a bizarre thing. Well, like things in closets because there wasn't enough oxygen. Because what happened was it started on the side of the house, rose to the attic, My father used to store oil in the attic.
Oh, yeah.
Blew off the the roof, which created, obviously, a lot of momentum with the fire. But here's what's interesting. Like, on the living room, which is the second floor, the piano was completely, you know, just not there anymore. The pool table on the first floor also completely not there, but the slate. But now here's the thing. The carpeting on the second floor was still there. So,
wow.
Like, it burnt the piano,
the
carpet survived. You know, it's like it must be that non-flammable carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, because we could actually walk in the house, and everybody was like, you know, clearly be careful because there was no wood structure under it, but the carpet did survive. And I always remember going, that's just bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, that was clearly a very traumatic experience. So. But, okay. So
pentacles is
the
material dimension. And so water and earth, they can kind of form mud.
Right.
So cups and pentacles. So pentacles in the tarot is actually another circle. It's a circle with a diamond inside, I mean, with a star. Five-pointed star inside of it.
Now, wait, what is the circle?
The pentacle shape is a circle, and inside is the pentagram, the five-pointed star.
Gotcha.
And, so the tarot is nicely divided between masculine and feminine. So wands and swords are masculine, and cups and pentacles are the material are feminine energy.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, actually.
When a person has a big reading, you know, sometimes they get, out of 10 cards, they can get 8 cups. You know, they can get a combination of cups and pentacles and maybe one wand.
Wow,
you know,
okay.
So that tells me you're definitely moving in the feminine.
Right. Now, and would you recommend a balance of masculine, or is that
it depends. It depends on
what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is more of a picture of what's going on, and once you know what's going on, then you can kind of make your own recommendations. And sometimes I do recommend a balancing out, but only if there are other indicators.
Okay.
It depends on who it is. But I'm going to get back to pentacles, which is diamonds, which is the earth. So it's the flow of money in and out of your life.
Oh, okay.
And it's work, because money and work aren't necessarily related, in that, you know, you can be earning a lot, and yet you can also be, the money can be leaking out of your household even as you're earning a lot.
Okay.
Or you can be earning a little and somehow it kind of hangs around and sticks to you nonetheless. You know?
Right, right.
So so it's the flow of money.
Okay.
It's also work. And work I consider to be both paid for, as well as anything that you do once your eyes are open and your feet have touched the floor of your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I call that work. So even if you do nothing but watch TV all day long, you're still consuming electricity, so you're still a part of the economy.
Okay. I honor that.
It may not be sociably considered
work, but, you're a presence, and there's a card that represents what you're doing.
That's it. It's your physical. So it's money, work, career.
Okay.
It's also your physical health and physically where you live. So it's anything that you can pick up, weigh, measure, and sell.
Okay.
And pentacles is the ultimate feedback machine that shows you how your mind and emotions have interacted with your spirit to create your physical reality.
Wow.
So it shows you how the swords and the cups have interacted with the wands to create your physical world.
Okay. Now, I have a question. When we do the readings tonight, how many cards will you pull?
I think I'll do 4.
Okay, I was going to say, we would have to do at least four to get some...
Yes, to get some kind of balanced representation.
Of a person's question, exactly. I was just curious, because, I mean, I know I've done for my friends one card read, but you really couldn't do a one card read.
No.
Well, you could, but it would be, a limited scope of the read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
So the upside of Pentacles is actually gratitude.
Oh, nice.
For the physical world. There's a lot of beautiful Pentacle cards with grapes that have fully matured on the vine.
Mm.
And in the Rider-Waite deck, not many of the cards have fruit, have green vegetation. So it takes a long time for us to cultivate our gardens.
I'm 44, and I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
But everything you're saying, because, I mean, I can honestly tell you, I was at least in my late 30s when I started entering a space where I could be grateful to be on the planet.
Yeah, to be physically... To have a physical body with a physical space and physical things that weren't a burden that you needed to take care of,
yeah,
out of great joy, and also that feeling of I lack for nothing physically.
Yes.
So that's the upside, is that the awareness of physically everything is there and the sensual joy of that. And of course, the opposite side of that is the attachment to I need more money. I need more important work.
Right.
I need another computer. I need a new car.
Right.
And also attachments to physical sensations of, oh, God. Oh, I just want something salty today. Oh, actually, a combination of sweet and salty.
That's my
popcorn with a little bit of honey.
Exactly. Well, I'm like chocolate and chips, boy. They go together great.
Chocolate and chips or that kind of ice cream with salted peanuts in it. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Or I need a martini. My birthday was August 9th, and I went to the Vicious Circle, and it's a martini bar.
Oh, it was like
41 martinis. I didn't drink 141 martinis. I only drank one. But someone took me out for lunch today, and I had a two-martini lunch, the first ever. Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Kate.
Thank you.
You're so
and now
welcome.
Now I need another martini. So this is my Pentacles gone awry.
Awry?
No, a vodka.
A potato.
That was good.
Okay, so the needy part is.
Yeah, the from gratitude to attachment. It's a
exactly.
Fine line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Very good, mm-hmm. though. This is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And I can see we're at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And I do want to spend about 3 minutes talking about the major arcana. And you were going to make a commercial for
Almeen. I was having trouble saying it as I was going, Aldi, you're presenting this though. Yes. So why don't we do this? I will do the commercial. Anybody who would like to have, we don't have a totally crazy chat room. So, Kate can actually spend a good 7 minutes with you guys.
Yay!
Unless all of a sudden they come, at the second hour. Right.
That's
now
true.
We're
they
good.
May have hung up.
Well, yeah. And some of them they just want the read. But you're fascinating, my friend.
They just want the Pentacles.
It's what it is. It's so true. They want to go straight to the earth, and they don't want to know how to get there. But it's how to get there that gets you there. All in sovereignty. This is a sovereign moment.
Oh, that's well said.
Thank you. So we will. We're going to do the commercial. And you can call to have a question done, And you have to still only ask one question, and then if we can recycle back to you, you can get another question. And or you can type it up on the chat room, and I'll read it to Kate, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
So let's
hey,
do...
is there a possibility to hear people?
Yes. Anybody that's calling, you'll
okay.
be able to hear.
Okay.
Do you prefer that?
I do, because I do, you know, like if I was seeing the person, then that would be an energy. So I do prefer that, but it's not mandatory. So.
Okay. If you can call, if that's within your possibility and you want to have a question, have Kate do the cards for your question, call. If not, so what we'll do is we'll go through calls first, and then if there's still time, we'll do chat room.
Okay,
so let's do the and what we just got to do is basically not talk during the during the promo.
Yeah.
It's just going to come on. So we'll be right back.
Almeen's classes have no curriculum or specific format. There are no predictable topics. The reason is that this remarkable mystic provides an unparalleled transfiguring experience, most certainly not to be encountered anywhere else on Earth. Almeen has been given the most sacred task of assisting the infinite to usher in Earth's ascension. Everyone in these classes share in executing assignments from the infinite. Information beyond students' wildest dreams pours in, and those who enter the classes as students leave as masters who have silenced the dialogue of their minds. To learn more about this amazing mystic and teacher, visit www.spiritualjourneys.com. Almeen will be in New York on Friday, September 11th through Sunday, September 13th, 2009. For more information on how to register for this profound class and for hotel accommodations, visit www.almeeninnewyork.com. That's almeeninnewyork.com. Or call Golden Hawk at area code 203-847-5787.
And now one more thing, which I kept forgetting to do, but I'm going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm. Music provided by Music Alley from Mevio. Thanks, guys.
Yay! Yeah. They're a wonderful space that they literally give you non-trademark whatever music.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing they ask you to do is say thank you. And I kept going, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I kept forgetting to do it, feeling terrible. I told my friend, will you make me up a little 30-second thing or whatever, 5-second thing? And she's like, of course. I was like, because I want to honor it. I just get involved in the show. And, you know.
So is it musicalley.com?
Musicalley.com. And there is a link on the episode, on every episode page that I have. So
very nice.
Yeah, they're exquisite. They're tremendous. I mean, I love the music of that
mm-hmm.
promo.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was beautiful.
My tarot instructional kit could probably use some music, even though
please check it out. There you go.
That's right. That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent. There you go. Wonderful.
Totally enjoying that. And yes, and what I've been talking about is on a 4-CD tarot instructional
kit.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called The Royal Road to Self-Discovery. And
okay.
It's 4 1-hour CDs, and it comes with 4 large maps, 17 by 22. I call them maps. And even a person who doesn't have much experience reading their cards, one of the maps shows how to lay the cards out. And then the other maps are the definitions of the cards. And,
oh, wonderful.
And what I found when I was starting to read my own cards was when I had to refer to books, I spent a lot of time flipping from page to page, you know, from the King of Swords to the Three of Hearts to the Four of Diamonds. And it kind of broke the continuity, and so all of that is all on one page.
Okay.
So I like seeing things in the big picture form, and even when I'm going to be doing my readings, I start usually with the big picture, and then I break it down into the smaller cards. Now, I did say before I go on to readings, I want to spend about 3 minutes talking about the major arcana.
Okay.
Because the minor arcana is really the four levels of human experience, our spiritual experience as a human being, our emotional experience, our mind, the experience of having a mind in a human body, and our physical experience. And the major arcana, they are gateways that the soul goes through, and there are 21 gateways. And whereas when the physical body is going through a gateway, it has no choice but to go through it. So biologically, everybody goes through certain biological changes at more or less the same age.
Right.
You know, so when you're born, you're pretty much born toothless, and you don't have much vision.
Then
that starts to kick in, and there's this terrible stage where you start to teeth. And teething really hurts, and most of us would probably rather not teeth. You know, at the time that we're having that experience, we probably would like to.
We had a choice,
We'd opt out. We'd opt out.
But forget
and
the teeth. We'll just deal with a lot of mush.
I'll have breast milk, please. For the rest of my life.
Yes, I can completely see if people had a choice on the teeth thing.
You know, at that time, you know, and there's lots of times we go through, and not everybody teeths on the same day, but, you know, eventually you're going to get to that stage. And,
right.
then eventually at around 6, those baby teeth fall out, and then there's bigger teeth, you know, so that you can process, you know, you're kind of a carnivore or whatever, and eventually, you know. You go back to being a vegetarian and chewing on mush again.
Exactly. Your teeth fall out permanently, and you're sipping things through a straw.
And there's really nothing that you can do about it. It's something, you know, you can postpone it, but it, if you want to keep maturing physically, that's part of it. So spiritually, there are these gateways, and they happen to us several times in a lifetime as opposed to just once, and you have free will, whereas biologically the physical gateways are imposed on you. You don't have a choice. When you come to these spiritual gateways, you do have a choice. You can say, no, thank you, I'm not going through. But if you don't go through the gateway, then you don't get to process finer and finer experiences.
Yes.
Because you don't have the equipment to do it. Just like if you don't go through the teething,
you can't eat meat.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't get to do a lot of things that a lot of other people get to do. Plus, you know, eventually your supply will run out. source.
Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's just such an encouragement to actually, you know.
So no matter how much one of these spiritual gateways inconveniences you or gives you pain, and nobody can soothe that pain, simply the willingness to move through is the key. To acknowledge that, okay, this is the gateway. I will step through it. And each time you do that, you're able to process finer and finer spiritual experiences until you live on nothing but light.
And that is the truth. There are people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is... I'm not. I'm still enjoying a good piece of cheesecake.
Oh, me too. Me too. Or two vodka martinis.
That too. Okay, can we take calls? Because I can sense the...
Now we can. Oh, yeah. Now we're ready.
Rocked it, Kate. I'm loving you. Loving what you're saying. Okay.
Great.
Yeah. All right. So the first caller is 540. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Goldie.
Are you enjoying the show?
I am.
Yeah, she's rocking it.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. You take over, Kate. She's on.
Allison, do you have a deck of tarot cards?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. I just wondered. Okay, so what's up?
Well, I've never had a tarot card reading or anything.
Oh.
So this is all new. I mean, I have dealt with some cards, like
the Oracle's cards, right?
Oracle's cards, correct.
Mm-hmm.
But not the tarot cards.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, but do you have an area that you want to know about?
Yes.
Okay.
First, what I'm going to do is I'll just tell you and everyone else.
There you go.
So I'm going to shuffle the cards on your behalf then, and then I'll pull out four cards, and those four cards are a map that your inner wisdom via me. Your inner wisdom has put on the table. And that map is like a weather map. It basically says, wow, this is where it's going to be smooth sailing. Put your energy here, put your efforts here, and you're going to see a harvest. And it can also show you where the obstacles or where the storms are. And sometimes when there's a storm, it's your inner wisdom saying, you know, we're actually making this appear difficult as an incentive, as an encouragement to get you to let go. This is not your path.
Mm.
Cut your losses and let go. Other times when there's an obstacle, it's life saying, you know, this is part of your destiny. And if you don't deal with me now, I'm just going to come back later, might be a few years later.
Bigger, badder, stronger.
Yeah, bigger, badder, stronger. The set might be different. The props might be different. The characters might be different.
Right.
But it's like, oh, this is a very familiar story. This is a very familiar theme.
Mm.
So in that case, the cards do tell you how to navigate your way through the storm. But mostly I like to look and see where things are easy, because then you can focus on that, and even where the places are difficult, they're not so difficult. And my time frame, depending on how the cards turn up, I never know before, is anywhere from generally, not always, but three months to 2 years, usually not past 2 years, because as you change, your future changes. And the last thing I want to say is mostly I'm reading for the person who's on the phone as opposed to family or friends outside of you. Now, every now and then, it's the people who are closest to us who create the storms in our lives. And there is a question about them, and a person can ask. And most of the time I talk more from the point of view of, think of it as an energy in your life. And so what's being asked of you to transform that energy into its next highest level? Like, what's being asked of you? What are you supposed to do here? As opposed to, well, what are their intentions towards me? What do they think of me? What's going to happen to them? That kind of thing. So that's my approach. And then I do ask people, you know, sometimes people really are wide open and they have made their big decisions. They just kind of want to see what's up in the river of life in general.
Mm-hmm.
And other times a person does have I call it the pebble in your shoe. The pebble doesn't stop you from walking. It just makes you kind of uncomfortable.
Mm.
And lots of times we keep walking with the pebble. But this is an opportunity to stop and to untie your shoe and to take the time to look at it. Sometimes we look at it. How big was it?
It's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, I'm not having one in my shoe.
This is a boulder.
Exactly. Sorry. I'm just adding a little comedic moment. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if there's something that's gnawing in the back of your psyche, it's, you know, an issue. I often say it's an issue that your friends are sick of hearing about. Then it's like, oh, maybe you can take it to the tarot cards.
Exactly.
And seeing as these are short readings, it does help when you have a decision or an issue. And if you don't, that's okay too. So Allison, do you have any questions about what I just said? Or
No, I'm pretty clear.
Good. Yeah. Is there anything that you want to look at, or do you just want to see how life is flowing in general?
Well, the thing that I want to look at is right now in my life, I'm at a point where, I really feel that it's time for me to go back to work, which is something I haven't done for the past 15 years. I've been married and I've raised my children and I've been helping my husband, and I want to work outside the home.
Okay.
So that's something, you know, I've thought about it in the past, but now it's really kind of knocking on my door going,
Yeah, and I heard you say I want to. So, yeah. So you're ready, you're feeling ready to go back into the outside working world.
Yes.
Good. And so what's the question, do you think?
The question is, because it's been so long, I'm unsure, a little worried, a little scared, and all of that. To make this, change in this step.
So, is it a question sort of like, is it in my overall best interest to go back to work, or is it more like, show me a picture of the best way? I think we'll do, show me the picture of the best way to enter back into the workforce. I think that's, how does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah, so if you had a deck of cards, what I would ask you to do, and without the cards I will ask you to do this, is to put one hand on your heart center and then to cross your other hand over that hand, you know, so you just have one hand on top of the other, on top of your heart center, and to close your eyes, and to take a couple of breaths of air, and just really to know that this is your time and your space. And as you're breathing in and out, just let your shoulders soften a little bit and let your stomach just hang a little looser. And just see if you can soften your jaw and the back of your eyes. And internally, ask your inner wisdom that whatever guidance it has for you in terms of how best to enter back into the workplace, to let that come out in the cards. And you can actually ask that out loud as I'm shuffling in your own way.
Do you want me to say that out loud?
Yeah.
What is the best way for me to go out into the world and go back out to work?
So right now, I have three piles from left to right. And I'm going to ask you, just with your intuition, I'm turning the top card off of each pile. Right now I only have three piles, so there'll be three cards. And I'm turning them like I'm turning the pages of a magazine. So just with your intuition, as you scan from left to right, are each of these piles facing me the right way, as if they were magazines and I was going to read them, turning the pages over from right to left, instead of like flipping a calendar? And if one of them doesn't feel right, then just ask me to turn it the other way.
Okay, we have to move this a little bit along.
Yes. So,
Allison,
myself.
Allison, you need to answer when she asks you this stuff. only because it's on the air, my friends. Otherwise, I clearly would not be saying that.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I...
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
Exactly,
you know, I may not even ask that question
you're
next time.
Me to do. I'm not.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are all the cards okay the way they are, or do any of them need to be turned from left to right?
There's no wrong answers, Allison.
No, one of them, it doesn't feel right.
Which one? Which
side? On the left.
Oh, the very left one. Okay, good.
There you
excellent. Go. All right. So I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes and then talk about the whole thing. And don't worry, the next reading will go faster.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just...
I know.
It's a radio thing, my friend.
Oh, this is cool. This is
but
cool.
You're amazing, Kate.
Yeah.
I love your intensity. I love it.
Oh,
and actually, why Kate does the cards, I want everybody to know that Kate is from Canada, but
mm-hmm.
she wanted me to let everybody know, if you want to read, Kate will call you if you're from the States, so you don't have to worry about the call being from Canada.
Yeah, you just have to call me first. So that
call her and just say,
5 cents.
Kate, yeah, exactly. Kate, I want to read. She'll call you back. Or you can reach her through the email, which we have up at majorarcania50@hotmail.com. I can tell you that Kate did a read for me, and it's an incredible experience, the wisdom that Kate shares with you in the read. I mean, it is really a deep experience that I don't find with many of the readers that are kind of popping up all along the universe. You know, she really is a, there is wisdom in her soul with these cards. I really highly recommend her. Okay, somebody, Dream Master is from Canada. He wants to know where you're from.
Oh, I'm from High River, Alberta, south of Calgary. Where's Dream Master from?
Type where you're from, Dream Master. I don't know where you're from. Oh, I'm GTA. He's GTA.
Oh, Greater Toronto Area.
Oh, there you go.
Good. Yeah. Okay. This is interesting. The big picture, I'm going to give you the names of the cards first. The Ace of Pentacles, right side up. Look at that. She asks a career question, and she gets new beginnings.
And it's Earth and all
world.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay. And she asked it
to switch. She's asking the right question.
Yeah.
Next card is the Three of Wands, raw spirit. And the next card is the Seven of Cups, so it's the emotional dimension.
Okay.
And the final card, which is, I designate that as what can help or what can hurt, is the Five of Pentacles. And now I'm going to briefly describe the pictures in them. And I will keep this short.
Oh, no, you're doing fabulous. You're doing
this
fabulous.
This beautiful Ace of Pentacles shows on the ground a pathway that looks to the mountains through a green arbor, an arched arbor with flowers on it. And it looks to the mountains. And in the sky, there's this hand holding a huge pentacle. It's got a big cloud around the hand. So definitely, big green light, good on you to be venturing out. And in terms of what should I do, at this point in time, it's write out your options. I'm going to give you two options here. My one option is write out your options and throw a dart at it.
I like
because
that.
Such
affinity.
Yeah. Because you're so afraid of making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And this leads me to my second question, and you'll have to meditate on this. Or you might even know, if I wasn't afraid of getting hurt or making a mistake or being a fool or whatever, if I wasn't afraid of, you know, whatever your worst fear is, what wouldn't I do? You know, and you don't have to answer that, but if I wasn't afraid of, in brackets, my worst fear, what wouldn't I take on?
Mm.
Because this very auspicious Ace of Pentacles says, you can have whatever you want, baby.
Mm.
You've earned it. And further to that, in the stronger position of the middle card, you have the Three of Wands. And three is the number of the Trinity. Every number has an energy to it. The number one is the number of new beginnings. The number three is the number, it's the magical number,
mm.
you know? It's not knock twice. It's knock three times.
I love it.
It's
priceless, my friend.
Say it three times, you know.
It's the truth. Say it three times,
yeah.
The universe hears you. Exactly.
Yeah. And this also shows them a man standing. Most of these were drawn, of course, in the 1800s, so most of these are male figures, and that's fine. The Three of Wands, raw spirit. It shows a man who's looking out onto a horizon, onto an ocean, and there are three sailboats in the ocean, and he's standing on the land. And there's kind of a forlorn feeling because his back is to us.
Mm.
So in a way, it is, I want an adventure, but I'm afraid to leave the land. It's almost like I could hear the caption, oh, I'd love to sail, but I'm afraid I don't swim. I'm afraid I'll drown. And yet, having said that, he's wearing a red cloak with a green green shawl on top of that. And red and green are both, you know, go-go energies, you know.
Yeah.
And there's so much yellow in this card. Most of these cards are gray or blue, but there's so much yellow, which is sunshine, sun. You know, again, green, go, action, that even the ocean is yellow. You know, so when you pick up water, it's clear. It only looks blue because it's reflecting the blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
But in this card, it's yellow. And definitely, you know, spiritual work is your line. And so if I wasn't afraid of whatever your fear is, what is it that I wouldn't do? And it has something to do with being, working in the spiritual area of things. And it doesn't matter where you start in it.
Okay, actually, we got to get to another caller.
Okay, hang on. And Seven of Cups? Seven of Cups shows that if you procrastinate too much longer, you're going to go crazy.
I don't want to forget that card.
I'm going crazy here. And the Five of Pentacles, what can help, what can hurt, it's a very sad-looking card. This is why I said, well, if I wasn't afraid. So that's the key. And so you're being stuck here because you are afraid. So just figure out, if I wasn't afraid, what is it that I wouldn't be willing to do?
Mm.
So if I wasn't afraid, I would be willing to scrub toilets. You know that? If I wasn't afraid of what people thought of me.
Hey, listen, I cleaned houses for 4 years. There is good money in cleaning
there
houses.
There is good money. Good
there
exercise.
Good money.
It gets you out
it's
there.
Independent, right? You go to people's homes when they're not
yeah.
around. It
yeah.
is an awesome
you can listen
way...
To-
You can listen to an iPod.
Yeah, you know, like,
you can listen to my radio show. Why
yeah.
you clean? Somebody
don't write a book while you're cleaning.
Exactly. So,
okay.
I had to interject.
I hope
Allison,
that was helpful. Thank you, Kate.
There you
yeah.
go. Listen,
was
if we can come back. Oh, go ahead. Was that helpful, Allison?
Yes, it was.
Indeed.
Good.
Indeed.
Okay.
All right. If we can come back to you, Allison, I'll come back and you can get another question.
Okay. Thank you, Goldie.
You're welcome. Okay. Now we have Dennis from Toronto.
Oh, GTA.
GTA. Hi, Dennis.
How you doing? Wee girls.
Good. Go ahead. Talk to Kate.
All right. So I just had a question.
Okay.
Yes.
What do the cards show you for me? In the next 1 to 2 years for me?
In any particular area or just what's up in general?
In general.
Okay, what's up in general? Let's just see. So, Dennis. So, again, just hold your hands, one hand over the other. And I'm just shuffling the cards.
Also, just in case you're, I'm going to give your phone number out while you shuffle the cards in case they're, because I have one friend of mine that's on a telephone, but not a chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So my beautiful friend who is traveling on his way, yes, my 919 friend, I see you, hi there. her number, in case you ever wanted to do a read, she's exquisite, is 403-652-3525. Again, that number is 403-652-3525. And it would be literally less than like a minute call to Canada, because as soon as Kate acknowledges you, she'll call you back. And yeah, that's pretty fantastic. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's a good question that you ask. What does the next year to 2 years hold for me? In the background, you have the Wheel of Fortune. So this is a major arcana card, and it's reversed. Middle card, you have the Page of Pentacles, reversed. Right side up, the third card is the Six of Cups. And fourth card, What Can Help, What Can Hurt, is the Nine of Cups reversed. And you had a little bit of the stuffing kicked out of you in the last year or so, you know, like things that you thought would work out didn't quite work out, and the Wheel of Fortune is really the wheel of destiny, and it is karma. So anything that didn't work out, consider it as a karmic debt that's paid. And it's like paying off a karmic credit. When you have a credit card and you have debt, you can't just go out and buy the suitcase that you want to buy, or the, you know, you can't buy what you want to buy. You have to pay your debt off first, and then you can maybe start buying what you want to buy. So when you have karmic debt, you can try doing what you want to do, but it doesn't necessarily work out. So
that was the past year.
Yeah, that was the past year, right. To 2 years even. It's you know, you had the stuffing knocked out of you kind
that
of thing.
That was the past.
And, yep. So that's in the position called the past.
It's what you've just lived, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And so you know, so say, not out loud, not to me, but, you know, internally, thank you. I had an opportunity to repay my debt instead of being sent to hell for all eternity, so to speak. Even though, you
you've
know,
been
like,
I'd
rather pay my debt to society than be sent to hell.
Karmic hell.
That, yes, exactly. And there is no hell. There's only this karmic debt place,
right.
You know, where we
right.
get to free ourselves.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to skip over the middle card for right now and get to the
okay,
because
nobody's
card.
Queued up, so you can spend some time with him. That's totally
okay.
Cool. Okay.
So the Six of Cups, which is the near future, in the Rider-Waite deck, It shows a beautiful picture. It's a fairy tale looking kind of picture of a young boy giving a beautiful chalice of flowers to a young girl. And actually, when I say he's giving it to her, you can't actually tell whether she just gave it to him and he received it, or whether he's about to give it to her, because her hand is just only partially up. But there's clearly, so this chalice of flowers is actually between the two of them, and these
it's
young
in the present here and now, right?
No, it's in the near future, and I'm going to tell you why I skipped over
sorry,
the middle.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's good that you're kind of getting a picture of it. So, and also there's a lovely kind of castle in the background, and so you get this sense that they're innocent children in a protected area, and yet they're playing at the game of generosity, of giving, and so before you can do what's in the middle, which is the Page of Pentacles, there is two things. And one is, as I said before, thank you, I was allowed to pay my debt off. And the second one is to be in a state of forgiveness. And I have a different kind of idea of forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't somebody did me wrong, but I'm going to let them go. You know, you hurt me, but I'm going to let it go this time. It's to let go of my expectations and also to let go of my judgment. So if if I say, well, he hurt my feelings, he's not a very considerate person, that's my judgment. He's not a considerate person. So forgiveness is I let go of my judgment because I'm terribly wrong on that. I don't know anything about him, really. So,
loving you, Kate. You have no
idea.
Yeah,
it's extremely humbling.
It is very humbling
to say I really don't know that.
Yes.
And so I'm going to let go of my judgment, and that is forgiveness. And so if there's anybody that you have a judgment about, it's just to say, I let go of that. And if you have to let go of it 1,000 times a day, and even having a judgment on the world, you know, on the economy, on the political leaders, on even I love listening to the news and listening to my own judgments about how they're doing it wrong, and it's to let go of my judgment that you are not enough, you're not good enough, so to practice that. And then what happens is that this energy of compassion goes, kind of swings back into the middle card, which is the Page of Pentacles. And Pentacles, pages, remember we started talking about pages right at the beginning. So it's the youth, it's the toddler. And so whatever kind of blew up in your face in the material world, whatever didn't work about 2 years ago, or even before then, some other kind of dream that you got started at, but then it went sideways. It didn't quite work. It's an opportunity to pick up that same ball again and do it again. So lots of times we want to start out at something, and it's only 20 years later that we get to do it again. So if there's something that you had wanted to do either 2 years ago or many, many years ago in the material world, in the money work career world, so not the emotional world, but the material world, it's to give that another try. Along at the same time that you're doing your forgiveness work. The What Can Hurt card is the Nine of Cups reversed, where this guy is shown he has all these beautiful cups They're lined up behind him on a beautiful table with a very opulent blue tablecloth. And he's a very wealthy man. But he's sitting inside of in front of all these cups, and his arms are crossed. And he looks like one of those two-year-old children who you're trying to feed. And he's got this smug smile, and he's, you know, the mom says, "Open up." And the kid says,
"I'm sorry,
no."
Yeah, which card was that?
The Nine of Cups, and it's reversed.
Represented which?
This is what can help or what can hurt. And in this case, it's what can hurt, and it's that lack of lack of gratitude. It's that lack of saying, thank you for this opportunity to have paid my debt. And also, sometimes I tell people things that they can do physically to open up the energy in the reading. And physically, stretching is really good for you. So everybody needs its cardio, its strength, and its flexibility. And the basis of your health right now is going to come from your flexibility. And so just some very gentle stretches. 3 times a day for about 4 minutes a day is better than a yoga class for you right now.
You don't know how many times I've been told that. Okay, that's
great. Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're good.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. That's it? All right. Well, I was actually wondering in the next 2 years.
Yeah. What's up for you? Like, and so this is you can do this.
Do
this
the stretching.
Is, yeah, because the first thing to do really is this, I let go of my judgment and just start listening to yourself with your judgments.
Right.
You know, and they're basically, I'm not enough, it's not enough, she or he is not enough.
Right.
That's kind of, it boils down to that, you know.
It's the work you got to do, Dennis. It's what you got to do right now. There's getting to 2 years is, if you still haven't done the work, remember we talked about the biological gateways come to us automatically. This is your spiritual gateway, the forgiveness and the compassion.
Yeah, because the Six of Cups was right side up, and the Page of Pentacles was reversed.
Okay.
And so had the Page of Pentacles been right side up, I would have said, wow, this is going to materialize fairly quickly for you.
Okay. Yep.
But this is a process, and the process begins in the heart, and then the more heart work you do, the sooner you're going to see very likely some old thing that you had wanted to do that didn't quite work out before. You'll it's like go and do it. But there's a humbleness rather than a cockiness. And that's what will make you successful.
All good?
Yeah.
Good. That was a great read.
Okay.
So you're reading for people I know, but you don't know them, but I know them. So clearly, I'm listening going, wow, you go, Kate. These are good reads. These are good reads. All right, and I asked anybody else in the chat room if they wanted to read. They said no, so here. Wait,
okay,
wait a minute, though. 919. Do you want to read? If you want to read, put you got to hit your number one on your phone, and that will raise the hand. Because if thank you for calling in, Dennis.
All right, I'm out then. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute you now. So yep, you can let go of the long distance call. Bye. If he doesn't, if my 919 area code friend doesn't want to read, I'll do a read. I mean,
sure.
You're exquisite, my friend. Because and actually, I don't think 919 wants to read because he's not putting his hand up. So
okay, that's great. That's fine.
I'm gonna ask you about the King of Spades. What's going on in my world? I'm gonna ask you about love. There you go. Tell me what I need to know about love.
Okay, so...
Wait! He put his hand up. I'd much rather have you do Greg. Can't wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
Greg?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, talk to Kate.
Hey,
hey there,
Joel.
Kate.
Hello, what's up?
I am a driver, and I've been looking for somewhere to pull over at because I've been in and out of service.
Yeah, I saw your number going on and off, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somewhere to pull over at, yeah. So, yeah, the readings sound interesting. So, hey, how about love? What's in the cards for love?
Yeah, what about love?
What about love?
I have a nice woman called Golden. I don't know.
And, okay, Kate, the funny part about it is he
He is my ex. I was just going to say that matchmaking, and I used to do that in a past life, and obviously I didn't get that job again.
Rumor has it I may be the dark man.
yeah.
Rumor would have that be correct there, Mr. Hayes.
Indeed.
It's all good. It's all good.
So what is
are you parked now, or what's up?
I am completely parked.
Okay.
Oh, good. And so is anything happening in your love life right now, or is it kind of sleeping?
Love life is a little confusing right now. And there is, I'm a truck driver, and I am in the process of possibly getting off the road, starting another career. So there are lots of things going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But love is always king, so let's find out what love's got in for it.
So is a fair question to ask, what are the next best steps for my emotional happiness?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah, that
okay.
worked real good.
Yeah, she's very good, indeed. Okay.
Yeah, so then again, I'm just going to ask you to put one hand over the other, over your heart center, and I shall do the same with the cards. And just to enjoy your breath for a few moments and to soften your back, the backs of your shoulder blades.
Okay.
And enjoy your breath.
And Kate, don't worry about the time because what I told you earlier, so.
Mm-hmm. Soften down from your ears down the sides of your neck, your throat.
All right.
And then internally, as I'm shuffling, you don't have to ask this out loud, but internally, ask your inner wisdom, what are the next best steps for my emotional happiness?
Yeah.
Purple.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you the same thing. Right now I have three piles of cards. And they're turned over like the pages of a book. So decide, are they all okay from left to right, or are any of these little books upside down? You know, I've got three mini piles here.
Left to right sounds good.
Okay, so they're okay the way they are?
Sure.
Okay, that's the
sure.
thing.
Sure.
And I'm going to find a fourth card here. So I'm just going to look at this whole thing and then talk about overall themes and messages.
Okay.
Yeah, you got bigger problems than love, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so from left to right, you have the Five of Wands, Six of Wands reversed, and then the Knight of Pentacles reversed. And then what can help or what can hurt? So that's the fourth card. It's the Moon card. So another of these major arcanas or soul cards that you have to go through
And it's always better to go through them rather than to use your option of free will and saying, no, thanks, I'll do that later. I'll tease later. Yeah, you know, before the love thing can happen, you do have to settle out the career thing. So that's partially the Knight of Pentacles. So Pentacles is the material dimension. And mm-hmm. Knights, as I had said before, they go out and they try and look for new vistas, conquer the world in a positive way. You know, they're looking for adventure, places to be. And it's upside down. And so you're very right in the sense of, I do need to change. I need to get off the road. And so this is really more where the focus of your attention needs to go. And it's been, like, it's such a lifestyle. The road, I'm not sure if you've been on the road for so long or if it's so deeply ingrained in you. Like, it's quite, you've identified with being a trucker. And
Pop was a Rolling Stone, and always, so am I.
Yeah, exactly. so it's going to take a little bit of time for you to shed that identity. So,
yes.
So what I want you to do is I want you to listen to yourself for when you hear yourself saying things like, anything, so there's a, like, I'm a writer, so I write things out. So there's a blank space, and then there's the word because I'm a trucker. So whatever it is, I don't have any money because I'm a trucker. I don't have a steady relationship because I'm a trucker. I have a big butt because I'm a trucker. I've got a bad back because I'm a trucker. You know, I don't know.
Right, right. Those are pretty good examples, though, for at least the comical part of the show.
Or, you know, I drink a lot of coffee because I'm a trucker. You know, whatever, because I'm a trucker. So you first need to wean yourself from the identification of because I'm a trucker. So you can say,
it's a great
you can
idea.
Say, I drink a lot of coffee, period.
Right.
And you can say, I don't have a steady love life, period.
Right.
And then what you're going to find is the moon card will take over because the moon is an evolving kind of energy. Sun is when things are obvious and when things have already been brought to the planet and born. The moon is associated with the womb. So you are remaking your identity on both a spiritual level as well as on a material level as to where your paycheck is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's too much to handle that plus a woman. It's too much to do.
Well, I'm very good at multitasking.
I know. I know. But for the next 3 months or so, I would pay attention to losing my identification as a trucker. I don't mean to lose your job as a trucker or to
right.
lose your driver's license.
Right.
I mean, to just pay attention to that.
Yeah, that's very interesting because over the next 3 months is when I'll be in school.
Ah, great. And what are you studying?
I'm heavy equipment operator.
Yeah. Yep. And that is more up your line. It may not be where you stop, but it's
mm-hmm.
a place to begin.
Okay,
it may not
well,
be where you
hurting.
Stop. Yeah, but it's a place to begin. And the confusing part is rightly so about my love life is confusing right now. And the best thing when there's confusion is not to act. And so the moon card calls for quietness. So had you had the sun card, I would have said, you know, six women, just fine. All of them are enjoying you. And right now, with the moon card, I say all of them are dangerous to you. And so it's better just to be tucked away in your own little cab at nighttime by yourself, looking out at the moon, reading your tarot cards, reading your spiritual books.
You know, because it's really interesting you mentioned the number three, because I'm here in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah.
And while climbing the hill out of coming out of California, I saw three pretty, extremely bright rainbows.
Oh.
Wow.
I was like, cool.
Uh-huh.
That is
Do you
cool.
remember what you were thinking about at the time?
I was listening to the show thinking, this is real cool.
Uh-huh. Oh, at the time that the three came up for the rainbows, yeah. Yeah. Yes, and let me tell you.
Number. Go ahead.
Let me tell you about the five of wands and the six of wands. So five, this five of wands is in the past, and so it shows five young men who are all striking at each other.
Oh, wow.
and they're caught in a conflict, but nobody is going to win this battle. None of them are any stronger. And the six, vibrationally, five vibrationally is the number of chaos, and six is the turning point for the better. So six is two times three. And also, I consider when it goes from five to six, five I consider to be like the water that's been so agitated, it starts to boil. And you know, when water really boils, it starts to actually come up out of the pot. But then there's a place where it turns into steam, and that's where the real power is. So steam is the spirit, is the vapor. And so the six of wands is a turning point for the better. So spiritually, energetically, in terms of life force energy, you do need to get off the road. It's getting hard on your body. It's just not, you know, it's just not healthy for you anymore. And so you are going to start to feel more of your zest for life coming back. You know, you're going to wake up and your body's going to be singing instead of aching, that kind of thing. So, and
the
when
road
your body...
is, the road has been very rewarding, but
oh,
it's
for sure.
very taxing,
And physically, you know, warm places are good for you right now, like warm places. Sweat a little bit, you know, like don't turn the air con on always so cold, and get out and sweat.
Yeah, well, it's 100 degrees everywhere, right?
Yeah. So, you
that's
know,
easy
like,
enough.
Yeah, so you know, like take advantage of that. And fire is really good for you. I don't know if you can get out and make a campfire for yourself sometime. It's just a wonderful thing for you to just to sit and gaze at. And if you can't do that, then spend about 3 minutes meditating on a candle and just watching it. A lot can be done through meditation right now for you. That's
mm-hmm.
also the moon card. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about what we hear. It's all good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, anything else? Any other questions on your
wow.
side?
No, I'm very pleased.
Good.
Things sound good. And we're up for the task.
Yes. I think so.
Yes, no problem.
Okay, that's great.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
talk to you later.
Much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, now, bye-bye.
Thank you, Greg. So we are just about at the top of the hour. So
we are at the top of the hour. My
well,
shift
we got
is done.
Listen, Kate, you were exquisite. Will you come back?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Yes, I have. I think I just found my resident tarot reader. You know your work. You know your spirit. And you're just absolutely delightful. I will definitely book. I will shoot you emails. Yeah, you're beautiful. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. And again, Kate's book is a home study course called Tara, The Royal Road to Self-Discovery. You can call her at 403-652-3525. Email her at Major Arcania. Or is it Arcania?
No, it's Major
Arcana.
It's
not Arcana, right, because that's why you kept correcting me. Okay, Major Arcana, which is on the, it's on the chat room, 50@hotmail.com. This has been an amazing evening. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Allison and Greg and Dennis. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, Kate. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. And there is a website that's in formation. You know, it's not quite done. TarotByKate.com.
TarotByKate.com is a great
point,
place to check into.
You might have to actually go .com/blog.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. I think the easiest and most direct way to get her is email or phone.
Truly, truly, I'm
for
a phone
now. But
person.
What it's the next time you come on, if the website's up, we'll definitely plug that. You know, more more vigorously.
Thank you.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you, Nirja. She connected us.
Thank you,
and
Nirja, for connecting
us. I think
us.
And Nirja's on next week. So
is she? Okay,
oh, wait,
she's.
Oh, I'm bad. No, listen, Nirja is on in September. I'm flipping pages.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
You got me all in space out here, friend.
Yeah.
Kate, exquisite. Exquisite.
You.
Thank you. I love you guys, and I will talk to everybody next week. Actually, next week is the Goddess Sophia will be with us next week. Third Thursday's the Goddess Sophia. I love you all. Thank you.
Yes. Okay,
yes.
Good night.
Oh, good night, love. Have a blessed
evening. Okay.
Bye now.